You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. This is Rooftop Farming with Ben Flanner, a weekly update on heritageradionetwork.org, live from the Brooklyn Grange.
All right, thanks for tuning in. We're on the line with Ben Flanner, and today we're talking low tunnels. So I guess we're going to get the low down from you, Ben.
Hey, Aaron. How's
the low down on the low tunnels. Bring it on.
All right. So a low tunnel is almost like a little miniature greenhouse, or something that we call high tunnels sometimes, which we talked about way back in spring when we were fixing those up and planting our seedlings in them. This will be the first winter that we actually install low tunnels, so we're excited to embark on a new adventure with that. And basically, it's a series of hoops that are spaced. It's typically recommended to do 5 feet, but we're going to do just 4 feet just to play it safe. So the hoops are spaced 4 feet apart, and they span about 6 feet across, if you can picture that. And they don't go any higher than maybe 2 to 3 feet high. So it's real small, and it's not something that you actually would even go into and function in or farm in, but it's a very low-cost way to keep the, you put it over a long bed that you're farming on, and you insulate that and keep that significantly warmer than the rest of the outside. Obviously it has its functional use in the late fall and then through the winter, and then also a way to really get a boost on some early spring crops. So we'll play with it a little bit. You might be wondering what crops you grow in it, and we're going to grow a few onions so we can get a nice early spring start on them, but mostly greens, arugula, lettuces, mustard mixes, things like that. So, things that can handle a little bit of cold weather. But also that'll really pop if it gets a little bit warmer in there. And even on a cold day, let's just say, for example, that it's 35, 40 degrees outside. If it's sunny, maybe in January or something like that, if it's sunny, it could easily be in the 70s underneath the low tunnel.
Wow. So the use of the – so I have a couple of questions. One, why now? You said you haven't used them on the farm before. And just to clarify, these – are a tool to kind of hedge against the weather, or they're looked at as kind of a season extender, or how do we kind of think about them and they're as a tool on the farm?
They are a season extender or season extension. So it's a way for us to take fall an extra month or two out longer and then also to start spring earlier. And also a means to keep some things alive throughout the whole winter that otherwise would have died.
Okay, that makes sense. And so why now? I'm just thinking about kind of the evolution of your operation there. Was it just that you guys have created some more space through recognizing efficiencies in other areas that you're ready to take this project on this year, or is there a call for the extension of certain crops that you, or is it just experimenting? Why was now the right time to start using the low tunnel and seeing how it works for your team?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of all of those things all combined. So first of all, to address the demand is always there. If we can have super tasty arugula in the middle of the winter, no problem selling that. That's for sure, because people definitely miss our greens during the down season. And then in terms of why this year rather than last year, believe it or not, well, you probably do believe it, it was on the list. It was on the list last year since midsummer, but we just never got to it, just with things being so busy and so many other projects that are happening. So it's exciting, and it's definitely a step forward for us that this year we have allocated that time for it. I've put in the order, and we're going to start assembling them next week. And then at the same time, it is a bit of an experiment as well, too, because while it is a very inexpensive way to cover a lot of square feet, we'll probably do over 1,000 or about 1,000 square feet with them. will also, and not spend a whole lot of money on it, it will require a fair amount of time. And we'll have to keep an eye on the books and the numbers and the amount of labor that we put into it to make sure that it indeed is justified from a business standpoint. But if it is, then next year we'll put in another couple thousand square feet or something like that, and there's no reason why this can't be sort of rolled out a little bit. It's inexpensive conduit. The pole that we use is just a half-inch diameter conduit. We use three-quarter inch at the ends, and we sort of have this creative plan to create tension so it won't buckle. And that's just a hardware store conduit. And then we get this pole bender, something we order from Johnny's Seeds up in Maine for about $50, that allows us to easily and conveniently bend all the poles to the exact same desirable angle.
Awesome. Well, be interesting to check in after you've had a chance to review the success or usefulness of this tool. Anyway, thanks a lot, Ben, for taking some time out to join us today.
You are welcome. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, we'll be in touch. Definitely, folks, if you want to find out what's going on with the Brooklyn Grange, check them out at www.brooklyngrangefarm.com. You can also find them on Facebook, Twitter. Check out some cool videos on YouTube. They got lots going on over there, so make sure you get involved. And probably one of the easiest ways to do that is to head down to their markets and get some produce for the weekend. So stay tuned. Up next, we've got the Farm Report.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.